This December, Haines lost several community members, and many families have been displaced from their homes due to severe weather. But that didn't stop the annual Christmas parade from happening. Santa waved from a fire truck decked out in Christmas lights. The snow dragon thrilled the crowd with its sharp teeth and loud pyrotechnics. The Glacier Bear cheerleaders cheered, and the Chilkat dancers danced. In the middle of the parade was a truck trimmed with gold and white light with a banner that read, "In loving memory, Haines Strong." Dozens of people marched behind, candles in hand. After the parade, hundreds gathered at the new parking lot overlooking the harbor.
We're still processing our sorrows, and we're still processing the sadness and the whys and those things that we probably won't ever begin to understand. And yet at the same time, there's a lot of opportunity for us to connect the goodness of Christmas with the memory of those folks that we're memorializing tonight.
Pastor Matt Jones addressed the crowd, reflecting on the lives of David Simmons and Janae Larson, who were lost when a landslide swept their home. He also mourned the loss of Haines firefighter Philip Reeves and Johnny Ray Willard of Clukwan, who both died this month of natural causes. Across the Lynn Canal, Skagway residents held a candlelight vigil in solidarity with Haines. They were also mourning the loss of three residents who died last week of what appeared to be natural causes. David Simmons' father, Randall Simmons, shared some hope with those gathered in Haines. He said that his son had been writing a book about his travels across the world, and the family had managed to recover the file from his computer. The Simmons family intends to complete the work and publish it in David's honor. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.